This program is brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the NHL and proud sponsor of the Stanley Cup playoffs. This time of year is all about great hockey and great beer, like the refreshingly easy drinking taste of Bud Light. Go on taste.
Welcome back to This Week in the NHL. I'm Sam Rosen. As always, we have great highlight action for you from around the league. Great goals, great saves, great excitement. Our Joe Tolleson has put them all together and brings us the top plays of the past week, starting with Sidney Crosby and the playoff-bound Pittsburgh Penguins.
Now to Gonchar, back to Christensen, right down the alley, in front for Armstrong, picked up by Crosby. He puts it into an open net, and the Penguins have a 5-0 lead. Sidney Crosby, oh, slap me, silly Sidney, his second goal.
Sam, Sidney Crosby and the Penguins are ready for the Battle of the Atlantic. Mike Lang, the call on the Penguins Hockey Network, as Crosby's second goal capped a 5-0 win over Boston and pulled the Penguins level on points with New Jersey. The Devils still had a game in hand on Pittsburgh, but the Pens got some help from conference leader Buffalo.
Kalinin took it away and got it out to center for Briere. Briere, oh, what a move on Rafalski, cleared it in front, they score! Jochen Hess, and Buffalo has a 3-1 lead.
Rick Jenner at the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Jochen Hess led the way with two goals in the 4-3 victory. The New York Rangers climbed up the standings with a pair of road wins. First, they beat Boston 2-1 in a shootout for their eighth straight win over the Bruins, and then went to Nassau Coliseum to battle the rival Islanders.
Top of the right circle, feed to Roosevelt, to Shanahan. Brendan Shanahan centering feed, tipped by Nylander, he scores! And the New York Rangers win in overtime on a power play goal.
Steve Mears on Bloomberg Radio in New York as Michael Nylander was the hero in a 2-1 final that lifted the Rangers into sixth place in the East. Vancouver and Minnesota are battling for the Northwest Division, and Calgary's trying to hold off Colorado for the final playoff spot in the West. Worlds collided on Tuesday night, and the Canucks put a dent in the Avs' hope.
There goes Theodore to the Colorado bench for the extra attacker. Right now it's a 5-on-4. As Salo hooks the puck to center, here come the penalized players back on. Cook has a chance at the empty net. Matt Cook scores. It's 2-0 Vancouver, and the Canucks are going to clinch a playoff spot here in Denver.
John Shorthouse on the Canucks Radio Network as Matt Cook provided the insurance goal, although Daniel Sedin would add another empty netter for good measure in Vancouver's 3-0 win. Finally, Calgary had struggled on the road, and they had to go into Minnesota, where the Wild have one of the best home records in the league, and they were riding a 9-game winning streak. While Mika Kiprusov and Nicklas Backstrom stopped every shot through regulation and overtime, so for just the third time since its inception, a 0-0 game went to a shootout where Alex Tanguay and Jerome Iginla scored and Kiprusov slammed the door. Peter Maher with the call on 960 The Fan in Calgary.
Rolston moving in, faking the shot, getting in close. Kiprusov makes the save! You can put it in the win column! The Flames defeat the Minnesota Wild in the shootout. 2-0 in the shootout, 1-0 overall on the night, and the Flames pick up their fourth straight victory.
Sam, the journey began on October 4th, and now just 1 week remains to decide who will battle for Lord Stanley's Cup, and we'll keep track of things to the very end as we follow the bounce of the puck.
Thanks very much, Joe. Looking forward to more great highlights next week. Still ahead on the show, I'll talk with Toronto Maple Leafs head coach Paul Maurice. And coming up next, it's our hockey insider, Bob McKenzie.
Certainly an attempt on the league's part to have more specific reporting of injuries for the public to be aware of.
This week in the NHL on Westwood One continues after this.